hey, you guys. Look, Tom's got a hat on.
Yeah. I did a 2-mile fucking ruck march. Yeah. I came back, I'm all fucking sweaty. She's like, you're stinking.
I know, you sat there and so I was just like, damn, dude.
So I went in there and got some damn obsession.
He drenched himself with obsession.
Try to blend it in there.
Yeah, see?
Man, the bottom of my feet fucking tender as shit, man. I got getting soft.
I know,
toughen
see?
Everything up, man.
That's why, see, the bottom of my feet are really tough.
Cause it felt good, though,
because I walk all the time.
I had like a 70, probably between like a 70 and 75-pound rucksack, and it felt good to do that 2 miles with that weight on there. It's just the bottom of my feet fucking tender. They didn't blister, but they...
It'll hurt worse tomorrow, I'm telling you right now.
I ain't
going
to do it tomorrow. I'm going to heal up.
No, I'm saying that your feet will hurt like when you wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
That's going to be my lower body workout. Yeah. See? Just pile more and more weight on the ruck. You just be able to carry like a fucking 100-pound ruck.
Yeah.
Just the ruck was 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cross country. Climbing fucking hills and shit.
Yeah.
I could do it now. Probably just as probably easier. I probably can condition that pretty good. I'm stronger now than I was. I don't have the endurance, but I can build that up.
Fourth Throwdown says you need a Rocky montage.
Yeah. But,
it's a montage.
No, it's actually not Rocky. It would be more like fucking, it would be more like fucking on Conan, the damn fucking Crucible of Crom. They're forging the fucking sword and shit.
And then going around the wheel.
Bom, 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 all that fucking music and shit. More like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do the shout out?
Yeah.
Because I see Sophie there and
Sophie's here, so
we got a big box yesterday morning. A Christmas present from Sophie.
No, it didn't come yesterday. It came today. No, it did came. Did it came this morning?
It was yesterday. Thought it was yesterday morning, or maybe
thought
it was this morning.
I think it was this morning.
I don't remember what
it was. Early this
was.
Morning. Got two different kinds of Kayla.
Kayla.
This is good stuff too, man. I keep seeing that at the store. I haven't had that. And then here's the other one.
Small batch Terramana. Tequila.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
I don't think you've tried any one of these. Now, I actually saw it in the liquor store the other day, and I was, like, intrigued, but I didn't buy it. But here it is.
It's caramel?
Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
Yeah.
Which I was like, ooh, that sounds delightful.
You know what?
And what?
Here, I had that grape, what was that? Grapes... Sour? No, what was that shit?
I don't remember.
I know, I think I threw that shit away.
Schnapps.
Had that grape schnapps. And
I got that for you a long time ago when we had the...
Yeah, it's been sitting there for about 6 years, and I kind of was like, I was wondering, because it had been opened.
Yeah.
So like, man, what if that shit's probably not good anymore, so I just threw it out to be safe.
Yeah.
And then that shows up. It was probably good.
Yeah, it's not expensive.
It's not? All right.
No. We'll I think it's just like a few bucks. I mean, about... And then look, this is like Godiva chocolate liqueur. Yeah. So, see, I'm imagining that if you combine these two things, that it'll taste like an alcoholic Reese's peanut butter cup, and I'm all over that action.
Yeah, it's not there in the bar, so not through that. It was Pucker, Grape Pucker.
Yeah, that's
right. That's what it
was. I got you that like a long time ago, and we just didn't drink all of it. Because, like I said, we ran out of peanut butter and jelly vodka before we ran out of the Grape Pucker. That's what we bought it for.
Yeah.
But, it's easy to get. You can get some more. But yeah, Sophie said Terramana is Dwayne Johnson's brand.
Oh, is it?
Thought you'd want to try and give an opinion.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Yeah, see, that just goes to show.
But the Rock's fucking brand.
The Rock's tequila.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking check that shit out.
Don't knock that bottle off of there.
Yeah.
You're making me really nervous.
No, I'm saying. Oh,
I'm just like, I'm nervous because that's where Pookie jumps up on the desk. And yesterday she jumped up on here and like her little front paws landed on the mouse pad and she went sliding back off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, poor little baby. All right, so this movie here, I'm actually glad that this was recommended because I don't think that I would have sought it out or said, because it's on Netflix, but it came out a couple years ago, so I guess it just kind of like went under my radar. But somebody...
Yeah,
what?
See, it's got the Rock's fucking signature on the back.
Oh,
Dwayne
Johnson.
See,
I didn't even see that.
It's agave and roasting.
It's Dwayne Johnson's signature tequila.
Yeah, it's got all his stuff there.
Yeah, it's you're going to have some of that tonight and...
No, not tonight. Because I don't have the proper thing to fucking. I don't have any orange juice. Because that's a silver. I'd probably want to make a damn sunrise with that. Taste it first. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And
that's right. We're out
so I can get an accurate taste of that.
An accurate assessment. Oh, yeah. Sophie Blanco. Says it's got to be manly, right?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That increases your testosterone.
Well, even just looking at the bottle. It reverses
gynecomastia. That's how fucking manly that shit is.
So you're going to, like, get rid of your moobs?
Yeah, well, I don't have gynecomastia. I don't have gyno.
Actually, you don't actually.
No, you have moves. To fucking, like, abuse steroids and you get gyno. He had gyno.
Yeah.
He got that shit taken off, but if that reverses it. Had he known.
That must really be sad for, like, a man to be have gyno anything.
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah.
It happens. They just be like, oh, no, like a gynecologist got this all womany stuff. Ew.
Well, their hormones get all fucking fucked up on roids, and they'll fucking get...
Sorry, I find that kind of stuff
They'll start
really
to
funny.
Get gyno. Yeah.
They need to get
a reduction.
Yeah, got to get a boob reduction.
It's a small procedure. It's not a big deal. It's just kind of funny. They'll get them a fucking puffy nipples and shit. Yeah, they'll be making fun of each other. Why are your nipples so fucking puffy? You got bitch tip motherfucker and shit. You know, you put a muscle man and shit.
Can we please have another shirt that just says, ooh, my puffy nipples? And then we'll have like little cotton puffs or something on the
fucking
boobs.
Yeah, that's some fucking fucking roid heads. Hormones, a hell of a hormone.
It is. Yeah. I bet when you clicked on what you thought was a review of a very good Indonesian action thriller, you didn't know you'd be hearing the phrase puffy nipples.
Yeah.
But that's just one of the services that we provide here at 13 O'Clock Podcast. Mm-hmm. So I guess when we did a review of the other Indonesian film, this was like probably a few weeks or a month ago, called May the Devil Take You Too. That was the same director as this movie. So somebody in the comments of that movie said, hey, here's this other movie and it's on Netflix that came out in 2018. It's the same director. So can you please do a review of that? So I was like, sure, why not? We didn't have anything planned to do. So we watched it last night. It's called The Night Comes for Us. And I'm sure I'm going to pronounce the director's name wrong. It's Timo Jajanto.
Yeah.
Tejajanto?
Yeah, before this review goes any further, I'm going to say this is a good movie.
It is.
It's a crazy fucking movie.
It's real gory.
Yeah.
Real violent.
Right. This is what happens when you take them same guys back in the 70s that were making those fucking kung fu flicks. You take them, you give them modern technology, and then show them John Wick, and this is what you get.
This is getting compared to The Raid a lot because I think that two of the guys that are in this movie were also in that movie.
It's a gangster movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
With martial arts and a bunch of shootouts and fucking bunch of gore. With hot lesbian chicks in it fighting each other with swords.
Swords and a stringy thing that
And they're in like a fucking, what do you call it? Interracial relationship between the Asian and Caucasian. It's fucking banana vanilla. That's exactly what it is. Banana vanilla fucking, exactly, going down. It's a trip. And that's just, and those are just some of the side villains. Then you got the good guys, which are villains, kind of like John Wick. And then he's fighting other villains. And then you got, dude, what was his name? White Boy Joey? No, what was his
Bobby.
Name? White Boy Bobby.
He was my favorite character.
He was kind of white. He was kind of white.
He was comparatively white.
He was white adjacent. You could tell.
It's white adjacent.
Yeah. And he did some fucking badass shit. It's just fucking funny.
He was a heroin addict with one foot.
With one foot who could walk. And he gave him a little bitty knife and he'd kill him. He'd take unlimited amounts of fucking bullets. He'd take all kinds of rounds and survive it. And fucking throw dudes out windows and then he'd just stab them up like that. And he was fucking about half retarded. It's fucking funny, man. But it's a serious film.
It is.
It's a serious film. I thought it was a fucking documentary. It did, man.
I had a lot of fun with this. Now, like I said, if you don't like uber, uber violent, and I'm going to go, it goes over the line from violent into gory.
It's not a flick. It's a film. It's a film.
It is.
I thought Scorsese fucking did this. I thought it was Scorsese, maybe even fucking old what's his name.
Did have some Scorsese-esque.
I was going, damn.
Louis says, you had my attention at Hot Lesbians. They don't come into it until like later on in the movie.
It's worth seeing. Okay, Hollywood wouldn't make a movie like this nowadays. All this shit was off the table. Too much toxic masculinity, too much violence, too many drugs, too much torture and gore, too many inappropriate lesbians. Like, you could have lesbians with Birkenstocks and fucking hairy armpits. You can't have lesbians like this. These are like goth industrial lesbians. Yeah. In a tri-racial relationship. There's three of them. They're trying it out. It's
like... But this does... Well, the thing about it is that as fun as this is, it's like... This is basically why you're watching the movies, for the fight sequences. Much like the John Wick movies, like I said. And I have to say, too, that the fight choreography and the gore in this is good. so good.
Well, the story, though, is good, too. You could tell they were watching Tarantino. There's some Tarantino shit in there. There's some John Wick stuff. They're just taking...
Although Tarantino ripped off a bunch of, like, Hong Kong cinema from
Right, they're ripping him back off.
So they're ripping him back off. I can tell
that it's like a daisy chain. It's like, if you get all these people all cluster fucking in a circle like that, that's what you're going to have. They did it right. The guys that made this movie, they did it right. They knew what their strengths were. And they knew how to even kind of ride on their weaknesses, too. Like, they made that a thing, you know?
Yeah.
They knew exactly what... Even though this is Indonesian, it feels kind of like real good Hong Kong. But it's tell they're homaging that.
Yeah, there was. It's weird because it's like, you know, it was an Indonesian film, but there was some English spoken in it. There was like some Chinese spoken in it. There was like all different kind of shit going on because it was kind of like, I think most of it was like set in Jakarta and I can't remember like where else, Macau maybe. But yeah, so basically the story is there's this dude named Ito, and he was in. Okay, so I guess, like, in the triads, there were, like, these six, like, super badass assassin-type people, but nobody knew who they were, like, which ones they were, and they were called the Six Seas. So he was, like, one of those, and I guess one of his assignments was he was tasked with, like, going to wipe out this whole entire village, it was, like, a little fishing village, and they had been, like, skimming some money off of, like, the, you know, because the drugs were coming in there, and they were taking a cut, but they were taking, like, more than their cut that they were supposed to. So, like, the big boss was, like, you go in there and take the whole fucking village out. So Ito goes there and does that with his men, but then there's, like, one little girl that's left alive. This is, like, the first 5 minutes of the movie. And he decides that he can't kill her, so he then goes on the run. So he then gets back with, like, members of his old crew. The big drug dealer, like, sends all the villains after him. Like, just, he has endless goons.
Yeah. And that's the boring part.
Really. That's the boring part.
Yeah. The opening act, really, it didn't pull me into it. I thought it was, like, okay. I thought it was starting kind of weak. I was like, this is going to be weak. But little did I know. Okay. It wraps up.
Yeah, like, be a little patient with it, because the beginning, there's, like, the villagers are wiped out at the beginning, but then, like, there's kind of a long extended, like, him getting back with, you know, taking the little girl back to his own gang, and then being like...
They try to establish, like, a normalcy baseline. You have, you have normalcy bias at first. You know, oh, this is going to be a normal movie. And then the shit starts kicking in, and it looks insane in comparison, so it was effective. Had it started off crazy, the craziness wouldn't have been effective.
Well, you would have gotten bored with
the
craziness.
You're like, wait, hold on. This crazy shit is happening in the real world? That's how it fucked. That was how they did the tone.
Yeah.
You know, this crazy shit is happening kind of like in the real world, which is impossible.
Yeah.
All right. But that's the genius of this movie.
Because the first, I mean, I kind of agree with you too. Like, I liked the story, but it does, like, take a little while to get, like, real engaged with the characters and stuff. But then they have, I think the first action sequence is at one of the butcher shop, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm on board with you now.
It starts layering one layer of crazy on top of another layer of crazy. And it keeps going. You go, this shit's fucking insane. And it does it in the way... John Wick does it the same way. It gets crazier as it goes.
Yeah, like each action sequence gets more and more.
This is like, imagine you fucking drop some acid and that's happening. It's even crazier. They know that they're being crazy.
But they're playing it pretty straight. It's not zany or anything.
No, no.
I mean, other than White Boy Bobby, who was kind of funny and like made some like funny comments, but it wasn't like goofball.
He
kind
of reminded me of a Tarantino style character.
Yeah, something that
would be in a Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
And certain scenes was like something out of a Tarantino. They were like self-aware. Then this doesn't this feel like we're in a gangster movie? They're saying shit like that, you know? And it's just fucking funny, you know. It didn't have the useless banter that fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Tarantino, it was mostly just there were serious scenes of like character work, but then once you had the big fight in the butcher shop, which was great, then after that it was basically just like action sequence on action sequence on action. But now, they kept ramping up the stakes, you know.
Towards the middle, some shit went down and I didn't really understand. It tried to get a little sentimental on me, you know what I mean? And I kind of lost track of the story. So it kind of slowed down, but that wasn't very long. Maybe about
Ito, like I said, he left, so that's why the big boss was like, trying to bump him off.
Yeah.
And then, but he had a guy like that was his. He kept calling him his brother, but I guess he was like his best friend. So they used to like be in a crew together, like back in the day. And then they both went and joined the triads. But then Ito wanted to get out, and so now it was kind of like they turned against each other. So you know that they're gonna have like the big main battle at the end they're kind of like
at the end the big main battle. The fights between the two main dudes, it went on too long. It went on too long, and it got to where I was kind of like bored with the fight scene. And then it got a little bit better because other shit happened after that. The ultimate long fight scene was between Keith David and fucking Rowdy Roddy Piper and fucking They Live. That was the ultimate long fight. If it's longer than that, you start getting bored. But they were trying to throw each other on table saws, and they were doing shit to each other, fucking cutting pieces off of each other. It was good. It's just that
maybe you were just having like fight scene fatigue by the time you got to the end, because that's like at the end of the movie.
It was like fight scene fatigue. The edit should have been a little tighter. I think some of that shit should have been cut out. It shouldn't have been that long.
Yeah, I mean the movie was 2 hours.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like 2 hours to me, but like I could kind of see.
I was laughing.
It's not
a comedy, but it's like that damn Japanese action movie that was super about the guy who goes into prison.
The old one, like Rikkyo?
Rikkyo.
Like Story of Rikkyo or whatever it's called.
Not quite as over
the top.
That one's insane.
Insane.
But you can tell that they saw that movie.
Yeah, because this one, like I said, it's not quite to the level of cutting off someone's arm and like hitting a motherfucker with another motherfucker. You know what I mean? It's not quite to that extent, but it's
only Jeremiah Johnson can do that.
It's getting there. Actually, one of my favorites. I loved the butcher shop sequence because I loved that there was all the blood already because there was like all this meat hanging, and so all the meat was like incorporated like into the fight, which I thought was really cool. And I also, and you know, there's all the fucking table saws and cleavers and shit like that you can do all kind of fun shit with. My other one, and I'm not sure, you might have been like, you know, in the bathroom or in the kitchen or something, or looking for Pookie like when this scene was on, but the scene where Ito was in the armored car, like with the corrupt cops, and they were fighting inside that armored car, like this tiny little space. And there was just one great shot where he flips this dude over the thing, and then like he takes his arm and his arm just like bends all the way backward like over the side of this. It was so great.
They must have had people with their missing limbs to do something,
or that was just like a fake arm and they had that his other one under there. I don't know, but it looked really good. There was, you could tell some of the shit was CG, but it seemed like most of it was practical. It looked like most of it was practical.
They're asking me if the lesbians were sentimental. No, the lesbians were not sentimental.
The lesbians were villains.
The lesbians were...
They were some of the gangsters, like high-up gangsters.
Yeah, I called them inappropriate lesbians because they're obviously fake lesbians. they're the kind of lesbians that are in, like, fucking Asian porn or something. You know what I mean? It was like some dude from Hong Kong's conception of the way some kind of gothic lesbians would be.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. You saw what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Straight girls pretending to be lesbians. Being directed by straight men on how to be a lesbian.
Which, yeah.
You'll see what I'm talking about. They're fake as shit. They're fake as shit, but they're I guess...
They're badasses, though.
Yeah, they are. They did a lot of cool fights.
The fight choreography in this is really good.
Yeah.
I saw another review of this, and it didn't occur to me until they said this, but somebody said that some of the fight scenes, like the camera shots and stuff, like, because you know how in some of the fights, like, the camera shots, like, follow the person, like, when they're falling and stuff? That was just kind of, like, Upgrade.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That was that. You know, they had some kind of camera shots. That
I haven't
reminded
seen
that.
I gotta see that again. I think Sophie sent me Upgrade.
I think she, yeah. That was a fucking great movie. But yeah, somebody compared. They said, you know, that some of the shots were kind of the same because they were like, particularly one of the last scenes where Ito was like fighting all these dudes like in a big pool hall or something, and for a little while, like the camera looked like it was like right on the back, like on the back of his head or something like that, or he was like on a dolly. And it was because it was kind of like weirdly distorted and shit like that. I like that they didn't do a lot of that, but they just did like enough of it to keep everything interesting. And like I said, the fight choreography was so good and the way it was shot was really good. Like you could kind of, it was really fast paced and crazy and everybody's like flipping around and stuff, but you could tell where everybody was and you could tell what was happening. You know what I'm saying? Because I think having good fight choreography and having people filming it correctly are two separate things.
Fourth Drawer Down is recommended that we see, what's it called? What did he say?
Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires.
I think we saw that one.
I've seen it. I've seen it at least when I was a kid.
That's the one where they wake up in the underworld and Bruce Lee, it's about Bruce Lee in the underworld.
No. That's, shit, what the fuck's the name
that's
of that movie?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
God damn it.
The Third Leg of Bruce Lee.
That's not Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires. Oh, that's, shit, what the fuck was the name of that? We might have even done a review of it.
He fought Dracula.
There was mummies.
He fought Dracula. Who else did he fight? He fought fucking Laurel and Hardy was in it.
Was Elvis in? No. Clint Eastwood.
He fought Clint Eastwood.
Was in
just,
there.
Yeah, just fucking ridiculous.
Was Frankenstein? No. Shit, man. And now I can't remember.
I think Frankenstein was in there.
Everybody else was in there.
Yeah.
Why can't I remember the name of that fucking movie? I feel it didn't have like a really fun title.
No, it's ridiculous.
I remember when we watched that because we were kind of drinking when we watched it. And like I was on Facebook and I was talking to somebody and I kept like posting updates about it because I was just like, oh, and now there are mummies.
Yeah.
And it's just like a dude's like covered with toilet paper and shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck was the name of that shit?
I don't remember.
I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, it definitely wasn't Legend.
It was Bruceploitation.
It was a Bruceploitation movie. It was
good though. It was like one of the best of the Bruceploitation.
We had a fucking blast watching that movie. It was, if we can remember what the fucking name of it is, then maybe we can do a review on it if we haven't already.
It was subtitled and it wasn't really, I think it was subtitled, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was subtitled.
Was it or was it dubbed?
Or it might have been dubbed. It wasn't really clear what it was that we were seeing because we didn't know any Chinese folklore. We didn't realize that it was Bruce Lee in the underworld.
Yeah, because it was a totally different dude that didn't look anything
didn't look anything like Bruce Lee. And then Bruce Lee fights a dude who looks just like Bruce Lee.
And they were like, why couldn't that guy be Bruce Lee? They even mentioned
it in the movie. Why aren't you Bruce Lee? Yeah. Fucking ridiculous.
Or they mentioned it because they said
that dude would play Bruce Lee in other Bruce Lee ripoff movies.
Yeah.
He was like Bruce Lai.
Because there were a lot of those. There was like a Bruce Lee with one E.
Yeah.
There was Bruce Lee with,
like
with
three
an I.
E's.
Yeah. I mean,
Bruce Lee.
it's so funny. It's like so shameless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just seems like it's so tacky, but it's like fucking hilarious.
It's Hong Kong, man. They did what they wanted.
Well, they're just like, well,
you
shit,
want more
man.
Bruce Lee? We got Bruce Lee for
well,
you.
Well, yeah, they were like, they were like, well, he died, and it's like, he only made like four movies, and he's super famous, like, around the world. It's like, shit, what are we going to do?
But that movie we're talking about actually had Bruce Lee in, didn't it have pictures of him in his coffin?
I think it might have,
during his funeral and shit? The
yeah, it
shit.
Did. It,
tacky
that's what
shit.
I mean. It's like totally
tacky
shameless.
Tacky as shit. They got
totally
fucking
shameless.
Real
No, what
footage.
They said, why the guy that played Bruce Lee, like, in the afterworld, like, in the movie, why they said it didn't look like him was because when you die, you can come back looking like a totally different motherfucker.
Yeah, okay.
Which they did, like, address it.
Yeah.
But like I said, that's what we thought was weird, because then later he fights this dude that looks almost exactly like Bruce Lee. And I'm like, I don't...
He was impersonating Bruce Lee in other movies.
I guess. And he's like, why didn't they get that guy to be the main character? Because the main character looked nothing like Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's the fucking craziest shit ever. Like I said, there's mummies in it. There's there's Clint Eastwood with the poncho. Shit, man. With Laurel and Hardy, was in it, right? Or the Keystone Cops, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
I can't even remember. There were so many like people wandering around the afterlife. Yeah. The Godfather. The Godfather was in it.
Yeah,
was
the Godfather in there? The Godfather.
He fights the Godfather
with kung fu. Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous. It's a ridiculous, ridiculous movie. Yeah.
I wish Hernandez, Hernandez goes, I remember those movies as a little
kid. I wish
kid.
I could remember. Yeah, this was the craziest one I ever saw.
They'd play him fucking all day long, fucking Saturday afternoon, fucking California and the local channels, fucking Bruce Lee ripoff movies.
Yeah. I mean.
Not a single movie with real Bruce Lee in it, but well, all he didn't the make movies that with, many. The with the fake Bruce Lees.
He
yeah.
didn't make that many.
Bruce Lee Theater, Saturday, fucking yeah. Ridiculous.
But yeah, so do we have anything else we need to add?
I mean, you can't really talk about the movie's plot or anything, you know what I mean? It's not that wasn't the point of the movie.
Yeah, I mean the plot's kind of complicated, but
it is, but it doesn't care, you don't care watching it. It's just him one fight after another.
All you have to know is that all the bad guys are coming after him and his friends and they have to save this little girl. Yeah. That's pretty much. I mean, there's a lot of other shit going on too, but
I give it 4.5 out of 5 stars.
It was really good. It was a lot
fun
of
fun to watch, yeah.
And yeah, like I said, now if you're not, it's cuz it's real gory and it's real violent. So you know, if that's going
to
bother
you. Kind of took me back. It's and it had a lot of it had a good score to it. It's in certain parts, it was getting new retro wave, trying to do like an updated 80s score. And then when the fake lesbians were fighting, it went fucking goth industrial. And it changed. And it changed the score so it all fit what you were seeing. It was a good job.
Yeah. Really good. But yeah, so at least in the U.S., it's on Netflix. I assume that it is on Netflix and other territories as well, because Netflix picked up the entire distribution. So I imagine that if you're in another country, you can look at Netflix and see if it's
Louis on called there. It was Channel 9 Hong Kong Theater. I think that's what it was called. Yeah, Channel 9 in California.
Oracle says, anybody else remember the weekend movie series The Sons of Hercules? That sounds vaguely familiar. I remember like Mystery Science Theater making some jokes about that. Which is maybe why that sounds familiar to me. Because they did a bunch of, like, shitty Hercules movies.
On Hong Kong Theater, Louis, I remember that there was one. It fucking traumatized the shit out of me when I was a kid. They had all these different kung fu masters. And one of them had a thing that looked like a damn round frisbee with a bunch of damn teeth and spikes on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on a chain. And he could throw it. And it would fucking hit you in the top of the head and come around like a basket. And then he could pull it back and it'd cut your head off. And he'd have your head in a damn basket.
Handy.
Yeah.
That's almost like something you'd see in infomercial
for.
Yeah,
and the way they had it edited, it scared the shit out of me because it's going, wink, you know, sound effects. And then the body's just standing there with the head gone. Yeah, it looked fake as shit, I'm sure. I'm sure it looked
like
fake
paper mache.
Shit, like paper mache. But when you're a kid, you're like, whoa, you know. I don't know if you remember that one, man.
Yeah, the old Hercules movies back in the old days, a lot of them had, like, Steve Reeves in them. A couple of them had Mickey Hargitay, who was married to, what's-her-face, Jane Mansfield. There were some other ones, too. I can't remember the name of the other dude that was in them. But, yeah, like I said, on Mystery Science Theater, they did a bunch of those, like, cheap jack, like, Italian Hercules movies. And they're pretty entertaining. Here's something, I don't know why I just thought of this, but this is something that comes up in a lot of the Hercules movies, and I always wondered if this is a thing, because like, I used to read a lot of Greek mythology, and this was like nothing that I ever came across. In almost all of these movies, Hercules' thing, it's like a running gag that he's like sleeping all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're always like making a joke, oh, he's sleeping again. That's like all he does is fucking sleep. So I don't really know if that's like a thing that Hercules does, but they put it in the movies all the time, and I don't know why.
Louis says he remembers the movie with the damn head frisbee, head cutting off. Yeah, it was about somebody.
I mean, didn't one of the James Bond villains have the hat with the blade around the end?
Yeah, that was, but this fucking wasn't a hat. It was like a
like a frisbee. Yeah,
it's like a frisbee, and I guess it. I don't remember if it had blades on the outside. I know it had some on the inside. I think it might have had them on the outside too. When you pulled on a chain, they went to the inside and cut your head off, something like that. But it's about somebody in who had recruited an army of different kinds of specialists, kung fu specialists. Each one of them had a different weapon. That was the gimmick.
Oh, okay.
And I guess they were the bad guys. And of course, you know, it's always the same thing. Some poor peasant country boy who, you know, he's tough, he's like this, you know, it's all fake tough, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna do. And he has to fight these, you know, six or seven fucking...
With, like, vastly superior weapons.
Yes, fucking... Yeah, and each one of them is, you know, like, dude that can throw poison darts, or another dude with a decapitation head machine, and another dude that can, you know, shoot fire from his hands.
From,
you know,
his
just
ass.
Stupid shit like that, yeah. You know how they were. I just remember the damn head cutting off Frisbee.
I think if
and
I...
And he pulled
if I had...
it back, he had your head in a basket.
Because he's like, yeah, well, I'm going to keep that one. Yeah.
It was like a ring.
Oh, like Tupperware, like kind of like...
Listen to what I'm saying.
He's getting
mad. You remember the fucking old Frisbees that we had that were like rings?
Yeah.
That's the first thing that reminded me of.
Oh, okay.
It was like a ring. And I think it had jagged teeth-like blades on the outside of it. It was attached to a chain. And it had a top, but with an accordion. It would expand like an accordion. And he'd throw it like a Frisbee and it could stick into you. Or if it went over your head, he could do something and it would land on your head and it would fall.
And then go.
And then he'd pull it back and it would, the blades would go in and cut your head off and he'd have your
and
head
then
in
it would
back.
Come in the basket.
And he'd be in the basket.
Ingenious.
Yeah. And then when he first shows up in the movie, he demonstrates it. He does it to a couple of guys. And they're going,
you're
oh, yeah,
there,
so, you,
know,
you got the
out.
Job. You got the job, you know. And the dude did it to his
It'll
own
soldiers. It'll be
soul. Fine. Did it to his fucking, he did it to the dude's soldiers, you know. Show me what you can do, you know. Oh, and pulls off two fucking of his own soldiers' heads, and he's like, oh, okay, yeah, you got the job. You know, just, you know how crazy that shit was.
You know? I'm imagining an infomercial for that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, you know, and of course, you know.
And that's not all.
The old dude's the big white fucking mustaches and the big old long white beard and the long white hair. He's in charge of everything.
Well, yeah, of course.
He can fly. You know, fucking. He can jump up
and why
land
not?
On top of a tree.
Why not?
Yeah. We had chi, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
I will teach you my chi flying ability. Yeah. You will move slow like a lizard. Climb like a salamander. Jumping.
Like a
frog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the hands of the salamander. Just fucking stupid shit, man. When you're a kid, you're buying that shit.
You're like
wow. Yeah, I could, yeah.
Mystical
yeah.
Asian
I
want to
have the hands of the salamander.
Right.
Run up a wall and shit. Well, they can do it. Of course they can do it. They're Chinese. You know, that's the way we used to think. You know, Chinese people can do it.
That's why we were talking about that on our Gremlins review,
yeah,
weren't
yeah.
we?
If
that, like...
If it was from China, it was from another fucking planet. They
because
do all
I was sitting there saying, it's like, aren't you guys, like, alarmed? Like, this is a totally different species. It's, like, has human intelligence.
Yeah.
They're like, eh, it's from China, it's, you know.
It was back when I thought, you know, a fucking 110-pound Chinese guy could easily beat a fucking 200-pound white dude that just beat his ass. You know, because he was fast, you know, till I found out that if a motherfucker can pick you up, he's got you.
Yeah, not a lot you can do if they
no.
can just kind of pick you up by the scruff of your neck and then you're just kind of like.
Yeah, that's why children don't whip adults' asses, you know, that's why that happens. If a motherfucker can pick you up, forget it. I tried. No. You don't have any leverage to get a blow in. You know,
yeah.
It'd be like being suspended in water trying to punch somebody.
Yeah.
If you had your feet up against the side of the pool, maybe you could get some force.
Right.
But if he's got you off the ground, that's it.
Yeah, like I said, you could just kind of like run and play like
you can't get any strength. Don't fuck with dudes that are really big. Okay? If they're much bigger
than
you,
that's your
you
tip of the day.
Size is a factor. Don't tell them Chinese guys that, though. Evidently, martial arts negates that, you know.
Well, yeah, they can.
But
do,
not in my experience.
They can do magical shit.
Yeah.
They can do magical shit. They can go. They can like do the chi ball, and they can like fucking knock your head off. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you got anything else you'd like
to
add?
Nah, that's it.
Hello, Willow Ann Pixie. She says she's new here.
Okay.
So hi there. Hi. We do this 5 days a week, mm-hmm. and got all the regulars here, like, talking about kung fu movies. Yeah, so this is on Netflix, like I said. If you like kung fu movies and you like really, really gory graphic ones, you get to see people's, like, heads and arms and shit flying off and all kind of shit. Like, left people stabbed and falling out of windows and whatnot. Then you'll probably really be really into this. I thought it was super fun. Yeah, so you done?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be back tomorrow. I have one movie planned. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to watch it or not, but if not, I'll find another one. So we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same channel. Thanks for dropping by, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.